You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
It has become routine to see stock prices tumbling on the market, credit drying up, and the largest of corporations and investment institutions on the edge of collapse. But the financial problems of CanWest, while accentuated by the current generalized economic crisis, predate this. To discuss the financial situation of CanWest, I'm joined on the phone from Texas by Mark Edge. He is an academic, journalist, and author of Aspernation, published by New Star Books. And we reached Mark this morning in Texas, where he now teaches. Good morning, Mark, and welcome to Red Eye.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, you have some stocks, I gather, from an article you recently wrote for the Tyee, stocks in CanWest. How are you doing today?
Well, not too bad today. The markets are closed, but it's down to a penny stock, unfortunately. I've been following the fortunes of CanWest for some number of years now, and a couple of years ago their stock was trading about $15, and recently it had slipped below $2, and I figured maybe that was a good time to buy, but unfortunately it's just kept going down, so the question I keep asking myself is, how low can it go?
So you're saying it was much higher. When they bought out Conrad Black's newspaper chain, the stock value was what again?
Well, a number of years ago, it was even up in the $20-$22 range, but it's been a steady decline ever since they bought the Southern newspapers from Conrad Black. A lot of people think that the business strategy that they have of media convergence, that is combining newspaper and television holdings, is not a viable one. And they also took on a lot of debt, first in buying the newspapers, which they did at the top of the market in the year 2000, just before the technology bubble burst and the 9/11 sent the markets into a long decline. And they recently bought the 13 cable channels from Alliance Atlantis, also at the top of the market, and they seem to suffer from bad timing as much as anything.
So in all these purchases that they made initially for the Black chain and then later for television cable, what sort of, when you say a lot of money, what kind of money are we really talking about?
Well, we're talking billions with a B. The Southern newspapers set CanWest back about $3.2 billion, and the Alliance Atlantis channels were something like $2.3 billion, but most of that was contributed, of course, by the U.S. investment bank Goldman Sachs, which came in for about two-thirds of the purchase, which was a level well in excess of what's supposed to be the limit on foreign media ownership in Canada. But despite that, nonetheless, the CRTC quickly rubber-stamped the deal. So, yes, we're talking big money here.
So when you say they had to pay out that kind of money, it wasn't money they had in their pockets. It must be money that they've borrowed on and as they say, leveraged.
Yes, exactly. And Izzy Asper, of course, the company founder, was an old tax lawyer, so he well understood that debt is not necessarily a bad thing because, of course, you can write off the cost of your borrowings against your earnings, with the result, of course, that CanWest's expansion has been financed to a large extent by other Canadians, subsidized by other Canadians. But the problem is that if you get overextended, like CanWest is now, in a falling economy, they could be in big trouble because, of course, one of the first things to go in a downturn is advertising. It's a discretionary expenditure, and that's why media companies are inevitably hit first and hardest during any sort of a recession.
And when we say that they've gone into debt for this, what do they actually owe in debt? What is known about their debt, and when do they have to, so to speak, pay up?
Well, the latest figure I've seen is that they're now in debt to the tune of about $3.7 billion. They had whittled that down before the Alliance Atlantis purchase to about $2.4 billion. It had been up around $3 billion after they bought the Southern newspapers from Conrad Black. So they have lots of notes and bonds out there, and apparently a lot of them don't come due until about 2012. But they also have a pending merger with Goldman Sachs, which is set for sometime in 2011. The cable channels that they bought in partnership, that enterprise is set to merge with CanWest Broadcast Networks, Global Television, the E Network, and the final division of ownership of that combined enterprise will depend on the revenues of each. So if CanWest's broadcasting revenues decline sufficiently, they could actually end up in a minority ownership of the new enterprise, which could be mostly American-owned.
And would that would be of CanWest as a whole, then, being mainly American-owned, or just the cable?
It would just be their broadcasting and cable television assets. The publications are in a separate company called CanWest Publications, what was formerly known as Southern Newspapers, so at least we don't have to worry about the newspaper side being mostly American-owned. But certainly the broadcasting side, which, like I say, there are supposed to be limits on foreign ownership of broadcasting in Canada, and majority ownership by Americans, I think would be a clear violation of those limits.
And, of course, Goldman Sachs is part of the benefactor of the $700 billion American taxpayer compensation for bad money they have.
Yes, they're one of the largest Wall Street players, and they're implicated in the latest market downturn, that's for sure.
So, given this very touchy and precarious financial situation that you've outlined of CanWest, how are the major stockholders, namely the family of Izzy Asper, Leonard David, and Gail Asper, how are they responding to this, both in terms of any comments they're making, but also in terms of steps they might be taking with regards to shoring up their economic well-being?
Well, they are now seeking, it seems, outside financing. They just sold another sizable chunk of shares to an investment bank called Fairfax Holdings, which now owns about one-fifth, I believe, of CanWest's common shares. The Asper family, they control the company through ownership of the preferred shares, which are multiple voting shares. So there's no danger that they could lose voting control over the company, but they're certainly seeking outside investment from people like Fairfax, and now they're having to sell it at quite a bargain rate. So some people are betting that in the long term, CanWest is going to come back and be financially viable. And if they do weather this economic storm, they probably will. The question is what happens in the meantime. And they have, I noticed, been cutting back on the distribution of their National Post in some of the prairie provinces, which makes it hardly a national newspaper anymore. There's been some speculation they may even sell the National Post because it is a money loser and has been for the 10 years since Conrad Black founded it. There was some talk that they would sell their Australian television holdings, but they decided not to last year, and I think now that they're kind of regretting that decision.
Regretting because?
Well, they could have got a good price for it a year ago. Now, with the economic downturn, they'd be selling it at a fire sale price.
So is the whole question of their concentrated ownership really at risk? You mentioned perhaps selling off the National Post. Is that part of a pressure that would be on them to fragment the conglomerate they've assembled over the previous years?
Yes, I'm sure there's some pressure on them from shareholders, also from their banks. Because with the fall of their share price, now what's called their debt-to-equity ratio is very large. They have a large debt and now a small market capitalization or equity, so their bankers could have some say in this too. CanWest is supposed to be reporting its fourth-quarter earnings in about a week, In fact, I see they've got a conference call with investors scheduled for next Friday, and I might just be listening in to that myself on the internet.
Yes, I heard an interview with David Asper, and he was asked on the finances of the corporation. It was an interview based on their cutting, as you mentioned, the production of the Post and distribution of a print edition in Saskatchewan and in Manitoba. And when he was asked about finances, his voice became rather testy, and he said, "My brother's responsible for that. He'll be speaking later."
Yes, well, David, of course, looks after mostly the newspaper side. He's the chairman of the National Post, effectively its publisher, and Leonard looks after a global television, and I'm sure they've had more than a few heated conversations on what direction that they should go with all of this.
Lastly, is this a crisis or difficulty, financial difficulty of Canwest, really unique to them, or is it also impacting other media in Canada?
Oh, no. Like I say, in a financial downturn, media are hit first and hardest because, like I say, they're dependent on advertising revenue, which is usually one of the first things to go down. All media companies have been suffering, but Canwest has been suffering more than most, like I say, because of their financial exposure, the fact that they're as overextended as they are, and they're all quite often are casualties in these sorts of markets. So Canwest could well become a casualty if it doesn't do something fast to right the sinking ship.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My guest has been Mark Edge. He's an academic, a journalist, and he's author of Asper Nation, a book on Canwest, published by Newstar Books.